Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm currently with Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Do I currently live in Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. And first of all, I would like to ask you a few questions about the area of Lavin. Do you currently live in Lavin area?
Yep.
Thank you. Generally speaking, ma'am, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, the government is messed up. That's why things are on the wrong track.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just for statistical purposes, may I know in what year were you born?
1948.
48. Thank you so much, ma'am. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
We are Black. American.
Thank you
not
so
African.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it will do a little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can choose any number from 1 to 5. Let's just start with more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. From 1 to 5, how would you rate it?
3.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5?
We need that real bad. 5.
Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
More what?
Parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Okay. What about more good paying jobs?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
5.
And better public transportation options?
5.
Thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Mainly retired.
Thank you so much. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants on Lavin?
That's just about average.
Okay. What about if there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other professionals in Lavin?
We need a little help on that.
Okay.
But,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Would you say too few?
Right.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different...
Are we almost through with this?
Yeah. Let me read a list of different kinds of businesses and tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that business in Lavin. Let's start with home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Will you say yes or no?
Yes.
Will you say strongly yes or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets? Will you say yes or no?
Yes. Strongly.
Strongly? Okay. And what about dollar stores and discount chains? Would you say yes or no?
What kind of stores?
Dollar stores.
Dollar stores.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough of those.
Okay. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yeah, we need some of them.
In restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yeah, you can keep the bars, but everything else is good.
I understand. Thank you so much. In your own words, what type of stores or businesses would you most like to see more in Laveen?
What kind of business or stores?
Uh-huh.
Movie theaters.
Movie theaters. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say that it's a very big problem, fairly big, moderate, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
You're saying, I don't get what you're saying.
Oh, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen?
The number of
houses, condominiums, and apartments available to buy or rent, would you say that it's very big problem, a fairly big, moderate problem, or not a problem at all, in your opinion?
Not a moderate.
Okay. And what about the housing affordability? Let's just say how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Would you say that it's a very big problem?
Well, it's big,
I understand. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing. Please tell me yes or no. If you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen, let's start with townhouses or attached homes. You will say yes or no.
What is attached home? You mean townhouses?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you may not see more of those.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors? Would you say yes or no? And what about multifamily housing like apartments and condominiums?
Yeah, we could spend more of those.
Okay, thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix, ma'am?
About 40 years.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with my son.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs. Please tell me if you favor or oppose each one. Let's start with repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose to that proposal? I'm sorry?
You said adding more housing or new parks and parking lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the proposal, to replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose to that idea?
Well, you need both. If you're going to have housing, you need parking. And mm-hmm. I see all these four stories apartment, and I don't see no parking lot. What are people supposed to park at?
Okay.
I don't get that. You need them both.
Oh, okay. Would you say favor then or oppose?
Both.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Would you oppose or favor?
I favor. That's cool.
Okay. Thank you so much. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Would you say favor or oppose?
parking lots or condominiums, you say?
The construction of more condominium buildings.
I don't know. I'd love to see some farm and some, all these big buildings, but they're using land up building, so what are people going to eat?
Okay.
You probably could be asking me, talking to a young person.
I understand. And what about to allow for the construction for apartment buildings? Would you oppose or favor? It's pretty much similar.
I favor if they not, okay. If they don't cost. I favor apartment if they don't cost an arm and a leg to get in them.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what about allows for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Thank you so much. And just a few questions for statistical purposes that we're almost done. So thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I went to school for cosmetology.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your annual household income, just an estimated?
I don't know. I live with my son, so
okay.
I don't have a household.
It's okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jennifer.
Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, ma'am. Bye.